Hi. Getting over a little bit of a cold. Madge here on the podcast. Internet. I'm walking along the riverfront as usual. It's 80 degrees in Chicago. And, let's see. Where was I? All right, so my name is Madge. I'm a lesbian, food allergies, with a getting over a cold. Now, as a Jewess, I have a large nose and a much larger, not vagina, sinus cavities, set of sinus cavities. As a result of this, it takes me a long time to clear up from a cold. How heavy. I did pass the background check for Sudafed, and I was able to obtain some. Now, if I don't take Sudafed the whole time when I'm getting over a cold, I can end up with a nasty sinus infection. Because of all the caverns, my not vagina, nose. So... Oh, someone caught a tiny fish. So, yeah. So it's 80 degrees, global warming, climate change, Puerto Rico, Las Vegas shooting last night. It's almost like it's all just, it's like a clock, you know? It just sets in motion the usual reactions. Nothing changes. Even this, my reaction is the same. It's just tick tock, tick tock. Mass shooting.
No, 95 cents.
Motherfucker. The shit's glitching again. I thought maybe since I upgraded to 11.0.1 on the operating system, it would work. Didn't. So, once again, my phone has been downgraded by the Apple.
You can't meet Miss Tracy's.
Happened again. Triggered. What triggers it? It's not when I push on it. I tried pushing on it. I guess I'll have to contact the manufacturer. Fuck this. You know, let me put it in a turn off all the internet shit. That's off, that's off, that's off. Right, everything's off now. No, it's not. And airplane mode. Everything's off now. It should work. Okay, maybe that'll help, but I'm sure it won't. Well, that's distracting. Well, this microphone was nice while it lasted before Apple broke it, or whoever broke it, with their iOS update. Thanks a lot. Thanks for that. Thanks for that update, Apple. So, yeah, so another shooting.
You hold on.
Another error. So another shooting. White guy shoots white people. Blah, blah, blah. No one cares. Even the white people don't care. Did you catch that? So, I love all this glitching. It makes me so happy. Oh, fuck this. We didn't do a group prom last night, and I'll be blunt with you. Not enough donations. A couple good ones. But like I said last week, I'm not doing this fucking shit for less than minimum wage. I mean, this part, yes. The solo.
We don't worry about size.
Glitched again. Boy, this fucking sucks. The whole shit's worthless. God hates me and doesn't want me to podcast. That's pretty clear. No audience. No tech. It's all fucked. I guess I'll just stop, since God doesn't want me to do it. No. What am I supposed to do? Everybody's bitching. Everybody hates Trump, so everybody's bitching about him. It's kind of boring. What's left for me? Nothing new. Oh, the Apple Store has a sign in front where it's a glass store, but they've wrapped it in white, I guess, for before the opening. And it said, where ideas sing. Well, I have an idea. How about my phone fucking works? How about that? Is that for an idea? Does that sing? Fuck you. Deborah was telling me today that she returned her Android phone. She said, guess what, man? You can get a phone for $100. And does everything that Apple can do. No shit. No shit. Maybe I'll have to do that next.
What do you mean she keep chickens on her bed?
Lost the recording again. Jippity doodah. Whatever that means. Lovely. Lovely, lovely. I guess I should report it to the vendor. Maybe I should research it now. Broken shit. Sucks. Help. Actually, I think I will. I'll be back.
What money?
All right, so I'm continuing this thing using the voice recorder built into the iPhone, different app. Now, in my research, which didn't help much, it doesn't seem that there's a lot of people having this problem, so I can probably conclude it's a hardware issue. Or nobody's reporting it, but I can't imagine by it. Because my vaginas stink. Also, I can't hear myself anymore. Because this app doesn't have the ability for feedback. But I did... Okay. So what tech support said is... Oh, the people are clapping on the architecture tour. So what the Shure tech support girdle barn says is... got a lot of snot. Girdle. It says... Girdle. It says there could be some lint or something, or it says, or worse, in the girdle connector, the lightning slot. It says use a toothpick to clean it. So that sounds fun. A toothpick. So I guess I got to use a toothpick to clean my lightning connector. Like there's something in there, like some pussy hair. I don't know. Anyway, and then said, get a new phone, cheap ass bitch. Just because you pay it off don't mean you gotta keep it. But listen, my phone bill is $25 a month right now. Because I'm on a family plan with my sister, and she has like 6 people. It's cheap. And my phone is paid for. As I have said many times, my preferred girdle barn is to have my, by girdle barn, I mean feature. Phone feature is I like to have my phone paid off. That's what I like, and that's what I like. Isn't that nice music for you, audience? Oh, I'm horrible. Well, so far we're not glitching. So far we're not glitching out. How about that? How do you like that? I like it pretty good. So maybe it is the app, but it's only been 2.5 minutes. Let's see how long I can go without glitching. We're gumping. Forrest gumping. Maybe I'm the only person dumb enough to use iOS 11 with this mic. Maybe I'm the dumbest. Anyway, mass shooting, blah, 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 Puerto Rico dying. horrible, all these people dying. The president doesn't care. Why do we keep electing idiots, though? Just explain to me, the two... I feel like a lot of people don't remember, maybe because people are so young, and I'm old, that the last Republican president before Trump was Bush, who was a fucking moron, too. I mean, and they're different flavors morons. I think Joe Montenegro, whatever his name is, Sofia Vergara's husband just passed. Not really, but he looked like it. Same penis. Where was I with this? Oh, I was doing tech support for myself. My minge pox. I suffer minge pox. Anyway, my vagina's horrible. I'm a lesbian, everything. I got a sneezy. So, I find it hard to talk about anything because, what do I say? Oh yeah, guns are bad. We had another mass shooting. Nothing's going to happen, blah, blah, blah. People are dying in Puerto Rico. Nobody cares. And if I tell people it's all the echo chamber shit, I just feel fucked up and useless. I've been interested in Bitcoin lately, reading a lot about that, trying to learn more. If anybody's like interested in discussing Bitcoin with me who knows something about it, I'd be really interested in maybe having that conversation with the Brown. Because I'm just interested in how it works and the future, you know, pluses and minuses, all that sort of thing. I'd like to have Max Kaiser talk about it with me, but he's so busy now. He's doing a show with one of the Baldwin brothers. I think it's a crazy one, but don't. That's not going to help get him on my show again. What else? Got a hot wet count, HWC, HWC feels. Oh yes, my little chickadee, you got a hot wet count. Oh yes. I don't know. Tom Petty is on life support. Okay. That's fun. Let me care about that more than I care about the whole country. I mean, territory of Puerto Rico. Because that's something I can relate to. A song. I wish I was a nurse and I could just go to Puerto Rico and do shit. My job does not really do anything good for humanity. I just sit in a beige room and eat lox. But today there was a wedding cake. Well, turns out it was a baby shower cake, but a purple cake with silver beads. I tasted the frosting. I'm like an old woman. Well, I am an old woman. Oh, they're doing some sculpture thing here. Oh, how nice. Some new sculptures being set up on here by the water cannon on the river walk at my vagina. Oh, girdle. Skirtricia, the girdle. Girdle help. Oh my god, am I fat? So, anyway. I was talking earlier, and this is so fucked up, this grub. This is for hardcore yeast fans who can stick with my bizarre train of thought. But I was talking about how we're having funding issues here at Yeast. And for the group shows, I would like to basically, there's a piggy bank, and I don't think any of it, and I don't mean just me, but me and the girls, Cheryl and that idiot Deborah. Well, they're both idiots, but at the moment, Deborah's more of an idiot. We need to make a living wage. So, I'm going to say we should make at least $25 an hour each, 2 hours. So that's $50 each, which means we need a minimum of $150 in order to do this fucking shit on a Sunday night. Okay? So when the kitty gets up to $150, we'll do a grum. The next time the kitty gets to $150, we'll do another grum. And so on and so forth. And how do you like that? But I don't even... Oh, God, I'm terrible at these grums. The audience is small. It's all my fault. I mean, seriously, I'm not just saying that to be Rachel Cann about it. It really is all my fault, obviously. If the show were better, people would listen, but it's horrible. And all I can do is be myself, and I suck. And these shows, too. I think The last one I posted, I got like one comment. Nobody's even fucking listening. Like, I mean, three people. And if they listen, it's just kind of like, bleh, what's she talking about? And if it's terrible, you're right. I don't know. I used to gauge a show as how good it is, whether or not I could listen to it if I wanted to. And I haven't really wanted to listen to this. But I haven't finished it yet, so who the fuck knows? I do realize I'm being very negative. But I suppose that my grum will still, in some way, become a record of these trying, horrible times of the world. And this is what you do. I don't know how the future will look at us. I don't know if the future is going to get worse and we'll have, like, Solange Beyonce or whatever. Solange Knowles is president. I really don't think that anybody can beat Trump unless they have more Twitter or followers. It has to be a bigger celebrity. It's all about clicks. It's all about clicks. It doesn't even matter what they say. It just matters how many followers they have. And whoever has the most Twitter followers will probably win the next election. The rest doesn't even matter. None of it matters. It's kind of like those candle charts that the technical analysis day traders do, where they have these candle charts. And it's just all this weird science that basically, all this weird combination of factors that end up telling you whether or not you should buy a stock. And these factors aren't necessarily intuitive. And then maybe it's the same thing with these presidential votes. Like, I think it's just numbers, you know? It's just clicks. It doesn't matter what people say. It matters how much attention they get. And the person who gets the most attention wins the election. So whatever Democrat runs against Trump, it has to be somebody with more clicks. Somebody who can get more play, which is hard because Trump gets a lot because his tweets are so provocative. I don't know who else gets that much viral attention on a regular basis to his tweets. And it's not just because he's president, before that too. You know that, audience. So basically, Democrats need an even bigger idiot than Trump. So I don't know if The Rock was serious, but he seems like a huge idiot. So maybe The Rock will run for president. A huge idiot. But I don't know, he may not be enough of an idiot. And I don't know if his tweets are viral, I doubt it, but he is famous, so that helps. But we need a huge idiot. You know who would be good is Howard Stern, I think. He's a humongous idiot. I mean, in a nice way. He's a huge idiot. He has a lot of dumb ideas about gun control, but he's a Democrat. And he gets people to listen. Actually, I think that could work. That could work. Although, at the moment, I'm sure Trump has a lot more followers. But Howard doesn't want to be president, of course. He doesn't even want to leave the House. But I think, I can't really think of anybody else at the moment who could beat Trump besides Howard Stern in terms of having the fan base and the level of idiocy required. So there's that. Also, my cunt stinks. So far, we've gone 11 minutes and it hasn't crashed yet. So I guess the problem here is the Shure Motive app. Now I will have to write a letter to the... I have a cousin, Letty. She got hit by a bus, but that's another story. Write a letter to the Shure app developers and tell them that their app sucks. I'll just say, look, keep it simple. My microphone doesn't work in your app. It does work when I use voice memos. Hence, the problems with software. And P.S., this only happened since I started using iOS 11. And P.P.S., I have no idea why other people aren't complaining about it. Unless it's a cover-up with the Russians. Let's see, what else? I don't like what's going on with all these people attacking Twitter and Facebook, saying they allowed the Russians to hack it. That's getting all out of hand. First of all, yes, RT bought ads on Twitter. But it wasn't ads for Trump, they were just ads for RT. That's not the same thing as propaganda, so you can't mix that up. It's not fair. And secondly, when I got banned from Facebook, a bunch of other people got banned from Facebook. And that's the same week that Facebook claims they banned the accounts of 450 Russian people. So I wonder if they think I'm one. Maybe they just ban people. ban people because they think they're Russian. I think the shit's out of control. You know, it's fine. But the thing is, I know people get a little, like, eye-rolly with me because they don't want to hear me talk about this stuff because I used to work for RT for a short time when I edited the Kaiser Report. But keep in mind, I didn't work directly for RT. I worked for Associated Press because they contract production, blah, blah. But I have no loyalties to RT. But I do think they are a very good news source. And yes, their editorial content is very propagandistic when it comes to, like, editorial stuff. But they're very good at reporting just news on the ground. Very good at it. And they report a lot of things that you don't hear about as quickly or, if at all, on other sources. I mean, you have to be a critical thinker when you watch or listen to any news source. And that includes RT, but, like, I use them for my headlines on the phone, and most headlines come from RT first. They do better reporting, just general reporting. I'm not talking about editorial stuff. I'm talking about, you know, just reporting. Anyway, I don't remember where I was going with that, but I do see that I think it's very dangerous to start talking about, you know, that Twitter and Facebook need to be monitored because they're not taking care to monitor, or whatever you call it, or basically censor this alleged Russian shit. You know, and I see a lot of commentators, left-wing commentators, sort of accepting this, the fact that Twitter and Facebook said there were Russian people that bought ads on the respective services, but and people just believe it, that it's true. So just because Facebook and Twitter say so, but I think that a responsible reporter or commentator would want to see more evidence than that. So I do. I want to see, like, how do you know that that was a Russian person and not some drag queen? How do you fucking know? And it has to be more like I saw one that they said, you know, they said it was Russian because the apostrophe was backwards. And that Americans don't use the backwards apostrophe, so therefore it's Russian propaganda. You know, shit like that. I mean, fine. Russia did propaganda in order to, skew the election. Let's assume that's true. But so did the Koch brothers. So does fucking everyone. And so do we, of course. I don't know. I mean, I just don't want to see Facebook and Twitter censored any more than they already are. I mean, they're already self-censoring themselves to death, especially Facebook. It's fucking horrible. But if you make them, by forcing them to, you know, to freak out and worry about if there's Russian fake, bots or whatever on their networks or on their platforms, then basically you're going to make the situation much worse with people using fake names and stuff. I mean, I wonder, like, is there maybe an assumption on Facebook that anyone who uses a fake name is a Russian spy? I mean, there's a really good reason to use a fake name on Facebook. Mainly because it's none of their fucking business. And if you want to speak freely, then it's nice to not have it come back to you and your employer and all that shit. I mean, there's a lot of reasons, and a lot of people do it. So, I mean, fucking leave them the fuck alone. It's bad enough that they're censoring themselves, that I had to give them my ID when I got banned for posting a picture of an asshole on a private group. But Twitter so far has been very good about that sort of thing. I don't want to see Twitter get like Facebook with censorship. I don't know. I mean, but the whole thing, like, it really, like, the problem is, in my mind, not so much the propaganda itself as it is the fact that people are stupid enough to believe it. I mean, nobody should believe a headline that says Hillary Clinton, you know, raped chickens or fucked kids in a pizza place. It's fucking ridiculous. Nobody should fucking believe that shit. It's crazy. But people do. People are stupid. That's the problem. And propaganda is coming from everywhere. And it always has. But we've sort of honed in on this Russian propaganda, and I do feel like Hillary's kind of blaming. And keep in mind, I voted for her. I want to make that clear. I'm not one of these cloaked Trump people like Troy. I would never vote for Trump. I've never voted for any Republican president, for that matter. I certainly wouldn't start now. And I was a Bernie supporter. Bernie lost the primary. Hillary won, so I support Hillary. And that's the other thing. Like, people are still bitching about Bernie. God, what the fuck's the point? If you want to beat Trump, we can't just argue amongst each other. As Democrats, I've said this 1,000 times, but it's fucking true, you know? Just get the fuck over shit. Now, there's one part of it that's really hard, though, in that. What I just said, which is the fact that a lot of kind of Bernie people were pacifists, and it's really hard for a pacifist to get behind Hillary, and I get that. But I don't think that's why I think a lot of people... I think that's a good reason not to support Hillary, because she supports war if you're a pacifist. But if you're not supporting Hillary because you think she's a bitch, or because, you know, the Clinton family's horrible, or Goldman Sachs for the win and all that, I don't buy that. I don't buy it. But anyway, I'm just babbling. I don't like the what's coming out of my mouth right now, because it sounds kind of bullshitty and Sudafed induced, which is sort of like crystal meth for children. So that's not good. But I am happy that the microphone's working again. I think I'm going to end now and then start recording again using the Shure app again to see maybe if there was something else that I didn't fix to. So I may or may not be back to bother me.
Okay, what you want, Miss Kayla?
Okay, so this is sort of an epilogue, I guess, because this goes at the end of the recording of my Ableton composition. And that's more of a note to self, because I'm using two different apps, and I might get the recordings out of order, because there's a lot of little glitches coming through. So, well, that looks good. where ideas sing. But I think the Shure app does record a much nicer sound, because you can control shit. It has equalization, and the voice memos is just, get her done, suck it hard, get her done. Anyway, I need to figure out a way to be rich in like a year, because I'm really old now, and I probably can't retire. So can somebody give me lots and lots of money? Just a few bitcoins, like maybe 10 or 100. 100 would be good. How much is 100 worth? Like 45,000 times 100? I can't do that much math. Maybe 450,000. Is that 100? Yeah, so I need... Wait. Yeah, I need that. Because 10 is only 45,000. That's not enough. And we don't know if it's going to go up or down. So I don't want to be too namby-pamby about it. Oh... Yeah, that would be good. Money. Money makes the world go around. What else do I have to talk about? Relatives? I don't know. So, did I talk about the plate of chicken my mother served, 4 Costco chickens, my father's memorial service in Florida last weekend? I shouldn't say that. That's bad. All right. Without sauce. Well, there was sauce in the fridge, like a barbecue sauce. Okay, so it's definitely the problem was the Shure Motive app. I was talking about the chicken sauce, and it glitched out again. It's definitely the app. The Voice Memos app works fine. The Shure sucks. I shall be signing out soon or now, depending on when this ends. When is
big girl?
Okay, it just glitched out again, so I guess I'm done. Shalom and a half. Bye.
Yes.
Okay, I guess this is my second epilogue. This is going to be really confusing to put together. So this is really the last one. But I'm just testing to see if the thing works or if it's fucked. Because since it glitched out so many times, I just want to be really sure that it's the Shure app doing it. So I wanted to go back to the Motive app and make sure. I mean, go back to the voice recorder app, make sure that it's working. so I can really say for sure this is the problem with my vagina. So, we shall see. Vichyssoise. So now I'm going up the ramp of the handicap. I take the handicap ramp. You have to make this huge zigzag. It's a good way to avoid the beige even longer. I think I lunched over an hour today. Shame on moi. But you know what? When it's bad weather, I don't even go to lunch. I just stay in there, depressed and fat, eating cake. Did I mention that there's a cake with buttercream frosting? And then it looks like a wedding or bar mitzvah cake, but somebody had a baby shower. And but it's that delicious. It's hard to make good buttercream frosting, but they did it right. So when nobody was looking, I stuck my finger on the cake and I took... I'm just kidding. But I did take some. Maybe I did stick my finger. Not sure. What I'm trying to remember now is, did I wipe first? I mean, wash my hands? Well, that's neither here nor there for you, audience. Anyway, it's working, so goodbye. Have a nice cunt. Cunt.
Maybe.